ongoing special movie presentation, Archie Bunker's Place, and One Day at a Time will not be presented this evening.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, bummer.
Archie Bunker's Place and One Day at a Time. Oh, B. Arthur.
Okay. Oh, and
was that a B. Arthur music cut, Holly?
Sure was.
Sure was. Yeah, I know. Yeah. We'll return next week at its regularly scheduled time, but instead you get hour two of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Hello, everyone. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Usually I would say this under a beautiful music bed, but because our boss takes a bottle of Jack Daniels in with her to cut these songs, we don't have a song
here
anymore.
I got a song for you.
Oh,
perfect. Yeah. Perfect. There we go. This is actually what runs through her head as she's editing this music, the music for our station. The wonderful tunes of Benny Hill. Yeah. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. We're going to start with the life question, and I am so gosh darn curious of the origin of this.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And why are we asking this? Take it away, Lex.
Yes. Okay. The question is, do you like it when others flirt with your significant other? So where did this come from?
Yeah.
It's the Today Show yesterday. Jenna Bush Hager and Hoda Kotb. They were talking about a female viewer who wrote in and expressed some concern about a friend who's constantly flirting with her husband. Hoda right away said, nope, I do not like that. I'm appalled. And then Jenna said it's kind of a turn on for her. Now, this is, you know, she kind of joked about it, but she says, look, might be kind of weird, but I like it when people flirt with Henry, her husband, because she's like, ooh, baby girl still got it. And then she also says, I'm very secure in our relationship. Now, Hoda also pushed back a little bit and said, well, what if he was flirting back? And, you know, then she was like, well, if it's a very small amount, I find it attractive. But he wouldn't do it a lot. But also, we don't really go anywhere. So
Jenna said that?
Yeah, she joked about like, well, yeah, it's not really happening because we're not doing anything. And Hoda said, look, I don't think I could bear it if I saw someone flirting with my partner in front of me. It's disrespectful. So I ask both of you and my talkers, has this happened? Are you okay with this happening? Did you squash it right away? Was it a conversation later?
Holly?
I've never had this conversation with any significant other.
Yeah.
Maybe people have flirted with my significant others. I've had a long list of them, but I don't pay attention to it.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, if the significant other was going to flirt back, ultimately, I guess that's on them. I'm not into controlling other people's behavior in that way. Or, yeah, okay, if you're going to flirt and you're going to go off with that person, then we need to have a conversation about what you're doing here. Because if you don't want to be here, then quite frankly, you need to go. But other than that, I don't think I'm so bad when it comes to flirting. I don't know when it's happening. I don't know how to do it. I am so ignorant of it because it's just like you're talking, right? Isn't it just talking to people?
Well, what if it's really obvious? You know, like she's touching him.
She pulls down her shirt and pushes her boobies together and is like...
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, it's like, it's no question that she's flirting with him. You know what I mean? Like, it's very obvious.
Then it would just be like, oh, you're annoying.
Yeah.
Just like, you're...
Avoiding you next time.
Yeah, avoiding you next time. Gross.
Ew. Yeah. Right.
Yucko.
Jace?
I think it would, I'm not taking the easy way out. I think it would depend on who and the situation.
Okay.
Because I do know that I am wired in a way where even though on, let's just say a random Wednesday.
Okay.
I may want to put a small amount of poison in Colin's food. Okay. I still wouldn't want anyone else to have him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though on any given day I may be irritated with him, which I think is relatable to everyone with a significant other.
Yeah, I love you all the time, but it's whether I like you or not in that moment.
I mean, and Colin can say I'm
and vice versa.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's living with me is just an exercise in terror. So know thyself. Mm-hmm. But I think it would depend on who it was. I think in some circumstances, I would take it as a compliment that people think, and he is, that my husband is hot. That yeah. would be, that would, that's, I would be like, oh, look at that.
And knowing it's not going to act on it. It's just, yeah, it's just flirting.
I can think of a couple like real life scenarios where, I think people were a little shaderific.
Oh.
And yeah, I can think of two circumstances.
It was so obvious, huh?
Girl!
Yeah!
Let me tell you, one was so obvious, I don't think he will get mad at me for saying this, because he was completely innocent, like nothing. But this individual was really crossing a line, and I flat out grabbed his phone and was like, look, sister, mister, this is his husband, and you shan't be doing that. You are crossing
like touching
a line.
Him. So, you know, actually, my talker just sent a good question. Christine wants to know, well, what is considered flirting? And I'm just going to go with that. It's very obvious that it's flirting. It's the googly eyes. It's touching. It's teasing to a point where you're like, yeah, they're definitely flirting with my man.
Yeah.
In front of me.
Yeah.
Ew, touching.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like a little arm, like a little, you know, a little like on the shoulder, a little, who knows?
Okay, now let's take a break.
Yeah.
Because I'm very curious. I want you to answer your own question because yeah. I think I know what you're going to say.
Ooh.
And I also wonder, and I think you would know the answer.
Yeah.
How would Angel feel?
Yeah. Okay.
I want to know. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. The show. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk, where talk is fun. 92% of the time. I'm Chase with Lex and Holly. Okay, we're continuing a conversation. Alexis was the catalyst because of Hoda Lee and Jenna Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like people flirting with your man?
In front of you. And it's obvious that they're flirting.
Yeah,
and they know that you're together, too. It's a friend.
Yeah. So Holly and I kind of answered it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to turn it on to the question asker.
Yeah, well, first of all, I got to hear what your theory is, what you think I'm going to say. Jace.
I honestly, off the top of my head, I would say you would take it as a compliment if someone was diet flirting with Angel.
Mm.
I think it would be a compliment but there would be a definite line with you, my friend, where you would not be okay with it. On the other side, I don't think Angel would like it in any in any situation, degree, any column. How close am I?
Yeah, ding 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 ding. Pretty All close. Right. Pretty close. I'm more team Hoda for myself even. I just find it disrespectful and very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, at some point, you'd be kind of cute, you know, you maybe compliment the way he looks or whatever. But yeah, when it turns into like overtly flirting in front of me, we have a problem. You know, I've invested a lot of time in this relationship. My freak flag is down for him. Okay. And, he has his full free reign to do what he wants. And I like Jenna, I'm very secure in my relationship, but I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
And yes, I think you would feel the same way.
Well, okay, but how about a light of like light flirting? Would you take that as a compliment?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Little bits, but I mean very little. You know, like maybe like three little things of salt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not a full pinch. Shake. Yeah.
No, no, no,
you
know. Pinch.
Like a half pinch, yeah.
Yeah. A pinch of salt.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that to someone else if I knew.
You know?
I even question sometimes even hugging my friend's husband sometimes.
Oh, really?
And it's not even like just a, Yeah, I don't know. I just, there's just some times where you just, it's better to keep a distance.
Well, and it's more, there's a couple more layers of complicated, there's a couple more complicated layers with gay guys just because we're all guys, you know what I mean?
See,
it's like, it's a little more, and there's just different dynamics at play in the gay community, and it's.
Well, and now also
treacherous water sometimes
with, you know, there's a lot more people who are open with their relationship now and polyamory. And so there's a whole nother thing where, which is great because they're open with their partners and it's open communication. So I'm actually for that. It's just, you just never know.
You never know.
You never know what line you're crossing sometimes.
Oh, if you're given a signal. So what you're saying, you give somebody a hug and they're like, oh, okay. That's the secret code for Alexis wants to get in on our five-way relationship.
Right. Oh, she gave me three taps on the back. We know what that means.
And then you have no idea. And she put a loofah in my right hand.
It was pink.
She put a pink loofah in my right hand. We're heading to the villages, Holly.
Oh. Let's see what that actually means. A pink loofah.
What does that mean?
In the villages.
Let's look at this up.
I want to know on the internet.
But I'm glad you brought that up, Jason, about, I think, gay relationships. Mm-hmm. There just seems to be, you know, my brother talks about this often. He wants to be in a monogamous relationship. And there's so many that he goes on dates with that are like, yep, my other boyfriend. And then my boyfriend's boyfriend. And he's like, whoa, that's really complicated right now. I don't know if you're seeing that too.
Straight
couples as well, seeing it more.
I go back to a conversation I had. I will not name names. I have a dear friend, gay man, and he said to me, and I've thought, this pops in my mind. I think about it in various conversations. This was probably about 2 years ago. He said to me, 90, I think he either said 90 or 92. It doesn't much matter, 2%. But he said, 90%, the vast majority of gay men that he knows in his circle are in open relationships.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
The vast majority of people in his social circle that are in
Wow.
If you're listening right now, you're a straight club. You're like, really?
Yeah.
It is way more common than you think it is. And I say that without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I will never forget when he said that to me, like, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And most straight couples are, you know, been married a long time. They've talked about it. They're open. So it's on all spectrums.
Yeah. You set the parameters.
Yeah.
As long as everyone's consenting to it.
Exactly.
All good. And by the way, your pink loofah is a soft swap. People who like to do it with others in the room. So you're not swapping partners, but you are putting yourself on display for others. Think Jerry Falwell Jr. and his wife in the corner.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Soft swap. Okay.
A soft swap.
I mean, full spilling tea, but it's a vintage Colleen and Bradley blind item. But this was about 4 years ago. There was I was at a happy hour, and there is a straight couple that I know. I'm more friends with the man. And he flat out was like, yeah, I'm open. And I went, you're open to what?
Like, right.
You're open to more mozzarella sticks?
Yeah,
you want me to order
app?
Some more? I was the organizer of the happy hour, and we were trying to debate if we were going to get another round of food.
Yeah.
And I'm like, should we get some more? What are you open to? More
spinach
potato boats?
Yeah.
What are you quite open to? You want another round of Parmesan fries?
Yep. Did he correct you right away?
Corrected me right away. And yeah, and this was somebody that blew me away. I was not surprised, but I was like, really?
And the wife knew and was in the whole. Okay. See, so
I was just like, oh, okay, well. All I want are some potato spuds. I'm not looking for
extra sour cream.
I am not looking for extra sour cream, but I appreciate you bringing this up. Thank you. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I wonder.
How did he feel? The opposite.
I don't know.
And your husband, Holly.
Yeah. How would Chip feel, Hal?
Lee? I think if it was somebody who was overtly trying to flirt with me, he would get annoyed by it. But again, I don't flirt.
And not you. It would be the other person coming on strong.
Yeah, he would probably just come and walk by, you know, come up next to me. If he saw from across the room where I was trying to deflect somebody because, you know, you're in that situation and somebody's actively flirting with you and you're like, oh, God, okay, I don't want to just say stop it. I'm trying to have some kind of decorum about the way that I'm presenting myself, but he would just walk over. He would be more annoyed.
Yeah, if I saw like mean eyes, like,
yeah,
if
I saw somebody flirting with him again, I'd be like, well, okay, but sure. Go ahead. I don't know. I guess it's just like, stop wasting your time.
Yeah. Right. He's like, taken.
Yeah. He's taken. Just stop wasting your time. And that's annoying. Don't do it.
Yeah. Don't do it. Good one, Lex.
Colin,
I think so. I think Colin would have a line.
Yeah.
I think he would have a line of, it probably is different for all three of us. There's also a line because we're public people. Mm. We already get a certain level of attention when we're out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so he's already dealing with that. And then it's trying to decipher, is it flirting
or just being
or
friendly?
Are they being friendly because they listen to the radio show or
right?
You know what I mean? So I think it's a joy being married to me. You know what I mean? So I think he would have a line. And then if that line was crossed, Colin's patience for that has absolutely decreased over the years.
Yeah.
He has a lower tolerance. He suffers fools lighter than he did in the first 5 years.
I mean, as it happens.
Yeah.
As it happens. As it evolves.
Yeah. His patience has shrunk. Hey, guys, register for Pick Your Prize. You've heard the commercial of Bradley. It's back. Each weekday now through March 29th, we'll award four winners $100 each, and they'll be entered to win the grand prize drawing for a chance to pick your prize, a $10,000 value. Some of the grand prize options include a European River Cruise, Cub gift card, patio and landscape package, custom closet system, and more. Details and the entry form can be found on our website, mytalk1071.com. Enter keyword prize. Hey, speaking of a game... And speaking of the Price is Right, Marketplace Price is Right is next.
Where talk is fun.
I'm having the time of my life.
My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
Hey, everybody, it's Jace for the number one airport on every list. And a new list that just came out from Flyers. Not some board of directors, actual customers. They rated MSP number one. And I don't blame them. I'm there a lot. Probably every other weekend. And let me give you, I always try to throw in a travel tip in these commercials. Get there early over the next few weeks. You guys know this. It's spring break season. Do whatever you can to make this season less stressful. MSP is doing that too. You can reserve your parking spot, which saves you, I think, like a couple bucks, $6-$7 it saves you. You can also reserve your place in the security line. I recently did this at Terminal 2, and it was so easy. And once you're there, get that Justin Sutherland chicken sandwich. You can run to Red. You can shop at some great local vendors. So get there early, de-stress, and find out why from ticketing to takeoff, MSP is the best. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything Home Depot hot dogs. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. They're delicious.
Wait, hold up. The Home Depot has hot dogs?
What?
They sure do. Did you two just land from Uranus? Yes.
Sure did.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. When you have such probing information as this.
I saw what you did there, Holly. Yeah. They do. They have delicious hot dogs. Usually during the spring and summer, they have it right out like in the vestibule area.
Oh, are these official Home Depot hot dogs or is this some like independent contractor wiener guy? Standing outside.
I don't know the status of the wiener.
Okay.
All I know is they're good.
Oh, yum. Yeah. I've never seen wieners out there. I mean, other ones, but not edible.
No, yeah. I've seen a lot of wieners out there.
I mean, it is a sword show over there.
I mean, right. At Home Depot, I mean, I've seen things like hoes,
mm-hmm.
caulking guns.
Yeah.
But never a wiener.
No.
Hey, it's time for Price is Right.
It's Marketplace Price is Right. This is the game where Jason and Alexis try to guess the actual retail price of items for sale on Facebook Marketplace. Actual items that, yes, you can buy if you can find them and if the marketplace price is right. So, we have a wide variety of items up for bid this morning. Mm. Jason and Alexis, are you ready for your first one? Again, you have to get closest to the actual retail price of this item for sale on Facebook Marketplace without going over. Are you ready?
Ready!
Ready!
Here we go. Your first item up for bids is this vintage skull bowling ball. It's an NIB 14-pound bowling ball, original box and paperwork, never drilled. Cash only. No codes will be sent. Jason and Alexis's vintage skull bowling ball could be yours if the marketplace price is right. We're going to start with Jason. You are going to be going first. The price of this vintage skull bowling ball. What do you say, sir?
I'm going to go with $50.
$50.
Ooh.
Alexis.
Okay. A dollar, Holly.
A dollar, says Alexis. The actual retail price is $450.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Hey.
$450?
It is vintage.
It has never been drilled. It's a 14-pound bowling ball with a skull inside.
Wow. Oh,
I mean, a fake skull.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lex, I guess
I haven't bought a bowling ball ever.
Right, Lex, ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
And let alone without holes in it.
I did it in junior high.
Yeah.
I mean... Oh, we are really off there. Ooh,
that is all right. Nobody won the skull bowling ball. But how about your next item up for bid?
All right.
Sweet boob lights.
I'm sorry. Boob lights? Oh.
Sweet boob lights.
What makes them sweet?
Got four sweet boob lights, used but otherwise good condition. Should be all the parts for them. Selling all four for $20 or $10 each? Thanks, Jason and Alexis. Sweet boob lights could be yours if the marketplace price is right. Alexis, we are going to start with you.
Did you just give us the price?
Oh, I did.
I'm sorry. I should have
answered. Hey, Lex, we won.
Yeah.
We won, Lex.
Yeah.
We got that one. That's right. Lex, I thought she did too, but like, I'm like, wait a minute.
Hold up now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah.
That was great, Holly.
Anyways, four for 20.
Yeah.
Four for 20.
Four for 20. Look, these boob lights look a little dusty. They got like a dust aerial on the top.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. You want to be replacing those boob lights.
No, and you want to clean like them.
Dusty areola.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
That's a name of a band. That should be a name of a band. That's
name
a
of
good...
a stripper.
Yeah. Dusty areola.
Yeah.
Oh. Who wants to be called Dusty Areola?
Somebody out there, Alexis.
I mean, Gary, that is really it.
Guys.
Up next on the stage, swinging around the pole, a Dusty Areola.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen. This is your next entertainer. She's here from South Dakota. Please welcome Dusty Areola.
No.
Hey, guess what? You know, we can take a show road trip to Cruise and Chubby's out in the Wisconsin Dells and guaranteed the Tuesday lunch buffet. Somebody up there is going to want to take that name.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here's your next item up for bid and marketplace price is right if I don't screw it up. Your next item up for bid, Jason and Alexis, is an original vintage 1982 E.T. You will fall in love. This is a unique extraterrestrial from the year that E.T. came out, 1982. He's a delightful addition to your collection of memorabilia, especially if you or someone you know was born in 1982, to display in a pile of toys on a bed, as was done in the movie. For someone who remembers growing up back then, a great birthday gift or... quote, just because. Jason and Alexis's original vintage 1982 E.T. could be yours if the marketplace price is right. Let's start with Alexis.
All right, this is a plushie?
It is a plushie.
Okay, and it's not in the box?
Not in a box.
All right, 1982.
Tall is it, Holly?
It does not give a height, Jason, but I would say probably a good 8 inches.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Holly, I am going to say
$42. $42. Jason.
$1.
$1. The ET is going to our friend Alexis because they are asking $94.
Oh, my Wowzers. Goodness.
For this vintage ET.
I should sell mine. I have one.
Ouch. Yeah. He's cute.
I have one. I have a tall one. Lex, I used to torture youth. I remember I brought it into the studio, a giant one.
Yep. Yeah. I remember. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Not too early. Still freaks me out. Sorry. I know he's beloved, but.
Ooh. I know. I love him.
Look at that thing.
All right. Well, we have time for one more item up for bid, Jason and Alexis, in our marketplace. Price is Right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Our last item up for bid this morning in our marketplace. Price is Right. Is President Ronald Reagan bendable mannequin? It's used like new. It's brown. Might trade for a motorcycle or pinball machine or watchable got. That's what it actually says on the listing. Thanks for looking. Jason and Alexis, this President Ronald Reagan bendable mannequin could be yours if the price is right. Jason, let's start with you.
Oh.
You said it's brown?
It's what like the browning? Description said.
Oh, my. Okay.
$100.
$100 says Jason. Alexis.
Oh, we're going to trade for a pinball machine. $101, Holly.
$101 says Alexis. Congratulations to Alexis.
Oh.
So who is going to be getting this $1,200?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Presidential Ronald Reagan bendable mannequin. I mean, hey, you got a motorcycle? You can get this... plastic Ronald Reagan that will haunt your nightmares if you want.
$1,200.
Dang.
Yeah, thanks for looking.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, okay. needs a haircut, too.
Do they have a Nancy one? I want a Nancy one.
They don't have a Nancy, but I think that they had a Bill Clinton at one point. So.
I'll take Billy Boy,
Yeah, there you go. All right. Okay. Well, congratulations, Jason and Alexis.
Yes.
You just played Marketplace. Price is Right. No, that thing's going to just, like, eat your soul in the middle
probably.
Of the night.
Coming up in just a little bit. John Mulaney's ex is a marketing genius. Alexis will tell you why. Plus, I have an update. Is Richard Simmons dying? There's a reason I'm asking. You'll find out when we come back. Back in a moment.
Animals.
Hey, friends. Alexis for Rebath. Rebath.com. It's effortless bathroom remodeling from start to stunning. saw a friend yesterday and I saw her rebathed bathroom and wow, it looks so good. It's really fun to see what choices everyone makes for their bathroom because there's hundreds of them when it comes to rebath. She went with completely white. It's so stark and beautiful in there. She has a tub and then she did a whole new countertop and just stunning. And they got it done in 2 days, which is fabulous. For me, we did a complete bathroom regut. It took 5 days, but that's the limit right there. Get the job done. It's less hassle, less stress, and do it with Rebath. They're not covering up anything. There's no liners. They completely remove, replace, remodel. Make sure you mention me or my talk for $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Rebath.com to have a designer come to you or check out their showroom. It's in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue, and you'll see the choices we made.
And now, a sweet moment with J.R. Ewing.
The only thing you ever learned is that vodka doesn't smell on your breath.
This has been A Sweet Moment with J.R. Ewing.
I mean, it kind of does, you know.
Sure does.
Sue Ellen really never learned that, but that's fine. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk, Everything Entertainment. Lex, why is John Mulaney's ex a marketing genius?
Oh, she absolutely is. So she has written a memoir called Men Have Called Her Crazy. Her name is Anna Marie Tenderly. And she's heavily promoting it right now. She says it's about the endless source of heartbreak and rage. And so when you think about her, because she is John Mulaney's ex, you think, oh, he's going to be up in this book.
Yeah.
Because remember, she stuck with him through his drug addictions, the relapse, recovery. He dumped her basically for Olivia Munn and had a baby. And so you would think like, whoa, that would be heartbreak and rage, don't you think?
Yeah.
A lot to process.
That's a lot. That's a lot to take in there. Exactly. And it turns out that he's not in her memoir at all. But she didn't clear that up until very recently. He's not even alluded to. She doesn't even talk about their relationship at all.
Oh.
But that was not clear until recently. After many people have read it and they're like, wait a second, I was hoping for juicy information about John Mulaney. Maybe he makes him very lucky, I guess. I'm not sure what the decision to not include him in there. Maybe it's too fresh, it's too right there. But she says, look, I've had a lot of other relationships that have resulted in heartbreak and pain. And that's what she's talking about. So it's guys before John that she's referring to. She says she's been writing this for close to 4 decades.
You know what I find interesting?
Makes her a genius, don't you think? Just to wrap that all up, because...
Oh, yeah, I was going to talk on that.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it is a masterstroke.
Yeah, right.
I mean, perfect. It's perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah,
I want to get this.
Oh, yeah, because you're making the assumption.
Mm-hmm.
That she's going to be focused on John Mulaney. But whoa, behold, did she ever say anything about that? Did she actually put that out there? No, that is the public's assumption
exactly. That
she's going to go there.
She's letting the public do her own marketing, which is brilliant. That's one of the reasons why this is brilliant.
Genius.
Let the rumors fuel the marketing.
Yeah, maybe not correct it right away.
No. Got it. Sell those books. You deserve that. Sell those books.
Yeah, she does. Wow.
Get that money. Yeah. Well, on that, I was going to say, it's interesting to me how what celebrities kind of get a pass. You know, they don't really ever face any, not punishment, but consequences.
Being canceled? Yeah.
Yeah. He has kind of come unscathed. I mean, he was just at the Oscars.
Yes.
And he still, you know what, and people didn't hold what happened in his marriage against him. It has not had an effect on his career. And I'm not saying it should. Because I honestly don't.
There are examples of the complete opposite. Yeah. And they're not even like necessarily together. I mean, they just might look at each other sideways.
And I also don't know enough about the dynamic of these two to render a verdict. Look, initially it seems like he's the asshat. Mm-hmm. Obvious. It seems pretty obvious. But I don't know enough to be like, he shouldn't. Because I don't like that. I generally don't like the cancel culture wave that sometimes hits. Because right. I think it misses nuance and it misses details. But
no, you bring up a great point. Who do we give more grace to? And he's mm-hmm. absolutely one of them. And maybe because he was so upfront or is so upfront about his struggles with drugs and relapsing and open about what's going on.
We always say on the show that matters. Yeah. You know, we've always said if you're going to be a celebrity, so maybe that's the answer right there.
And maybe because he is a comedian.
Like authenticity. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Because John's certainly not the first person in Hollywood that has done wrong by their significant other.
Oh, my goodness. No.
I mean, look at Johnny Carson. I mean, look at look at David Letterman. Look at, Johnny four times.
That we know of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, married.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, Joanna Carson flat out said, his second wife in the great PBS documentary said, I'm sure there were women, but we just had an understanding. Johnny lived his life and I lived mine. I'm sure there was.
Yeah.
And Johnny really didn't suffer. And his divorce, he was one of the first people to kind of normalize divorce. He talked about it. Celebrities joked with him about it.
Yeah.
And he didn't suffer any consequences. So, anyway.
Right. Anyway. Yeah. Something to think about.
I'm picking
up
that book. Yeah.
Lots of heartbreak before him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Richard Simmons, what's going on with him?
He ain't dead.
What? Okay.
Lexi's not dead.
What?
Holly's not dead.
Did we think that Richard Simmons was dead?
Well, thank you.
I thought there was a revival because he's making new music and.
Well.
Hi!
People thought he was dying because he got on Twitter. I'm sorry, X or whatever it's called. He got on Twitter and he wrote, I have something to tell you. This was 24 hours. Please don't be sad. I am dying. And I can see your faces now. The truth is we are all dying. Each day we live, we are getting closer to our death.
Well, thanks, Richard.
And he went out to basically give a message of live every day like it's your last. And he realized immediately, because of how we are with social media, people don't pick up. Again, they don't read the whole thread or they just heard that first line. So Richard came out hours later and was like, I'm sorry many of you have gotten upset about my message today. Even the press has gotten in touch with me. I am not dying. It was a message about saying we should embrace every day that we have. Sorry for this confusion. Love, Richard.
Well, bury the lead, honey.
I've told you 1,000 times. I love you. Aww.
Thank you, Richard. So he's not dying. I know. Look, Richard.
Yeah. What did you think folks were going to say?
Yeah. We're questioning your health.
Yeah. And you've been putting up a lot of your life story on Facebook, almost like like you're publishing your autobiography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I got to tell you. I would be lying to you if I didn't say I don't like to wear the aluminum foil hat because, again, it messes up my hair. And
it's OK. It looks good on you.
Thank you.
But
I would be lying to you if I didn't tell you that I think he's dead. Sometimes I think he's dead.
OK.
And his housekeeper is writing these messages.
Well, we tried to friend the housekeeper on Facebook a number of years ago, Jason. Mm. We found her.
Yeah.
And by we, the Colleen Bradley Show.
Yes. Yeah. And?
She blocked us.
Girl.
Ooh, what does that mean? Well,
Well, she's like, who are these yahoos in Minneapolis? Why are they friending me?
Right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's one of the rare conspiracy theories that I, at times, buy into. Huh. I honestly don't know if he's still with us. Just saying. Or if he's with us, somebody else is typing this stuff. Just saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh.
Second chance romance. Oh, we're so excited.
Yay, let's find love.